Vayter in Shasir in Daf Lamed Gimel, picking it up on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis by the bottom of the page, by the second to last line, end of the line. Next part of the Mishnah, Lo Olin Be'ilon Velo Rochven Agabe Behema. Now, the Gemara is going to say something that's a bit interesting, which is like Rashi has a bit of problem with the Lashon, but we're going to use it anyway because it's going to go also flow into the next Gemara as well. So it says the Gemara, you can't go on a tree, you can't go on an animal. Frekta Gemara, Hashad Rabbanon Amar Tlo. You said you can't do something which is an Issad Rabbanon in order to go and be involved with the shofar, like the Mishnah said yesterday. D'oraisa mi boi. You have to tell me I'm not allowed to do something which is D'oraisa, which is generally understood if you want to make this work, is some, you can't do something which is an Issad Rabbanon, which worst case will bring you to Rabbanon. Clearly you can't do something which is an Issad Rabbanon, which will bring you to D'oraisa. We don't even need to say that shtickle, where we say what you want to say, and you say, and even the raisa certainly is not, you know, is going to be something which you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to do the rabbanan. Beep, turn the page. Ami gimel. Vein chotchen oso. Bein bedavar shu mishum shvus, bein davar shu mishum losase. You can't go and you can't cut it, whether it's something which is going to be an over an isidur rabbanan or something which is an isidur raisa to use. What would be something that you could use that you'd be over in a Siddur Abanan to cut? And what would be something which would be in a Siddur Raisa? Mishum Shavus, what are we talking about when we say the Dur Abanan? Shavus means Dur Abanan. Magla. Magla is a sickle, the thing which is used in order to cut when you, and I'm using, you can't see my hand motion, but you know, that circular thingamajig that's used like a knife in a circle that's used in order to cut, grain in the fields. You can't use a sickle. But losa say sakina would be, you know, it's a daraisa of such a thing would be a knife. Rashi says why? Did dargo bekach v'havi malacha gemura? That's considered a malacha gemura in issue over there, as opposed to using another thing which is not a normal way of using it, and therefore it's a kila achar yad, and therefore it's only jarabanan. But the other one is going to be malacha gemura of makabat patish. You're finishing it off. Hashem mishum shusa mart lo. You already said you can't do a jarabanan tikka thing. Losa say mi boy. You have to tell me you can't do a daraisa thing. Obviously not. Says this is another case of this is not certain. We don't even need to say the other one, which is meaning daraisa. Aval imra talita nosocha mayim o yain yitain. If you want to put inside of it water or wine, you can. Frekta Gemara, Azakta Gemara, mayim o yain ein mir in. Sorry, mayim o yain in miraglayim lo. If you want to put in water or wine, that you could do, but miraglayim lo, you can't put in miraglayim. That is urine. That you're not allowed to do it. Even though maybe it could help to do something, you can clean it out well, but you can't do it. Must need somebody who's our Mishnah. Abba Shol, you must be Abba Shol. The Tanya. Abba Shol Omer, Maimo Yain Mutter Kidei Litzach Tzicho. You can go and you could wipe it down. You can clean it with water or with wine. Miraglaim Usser, Mipnei Kovet. It's not Kovetik to go put that in the shofar. Ein Makvin is a Tinokos Militzkoad. Like we said, the Mishnah says, you don't stop the kids from going and blowing the shofar. Shofar. Rashi says, Tinokos. Because you have to go, we have to be mechanic, we have to teach them. Says the Gemara, ha nosh makvin. You're saying you don't stop the kids from doing it. Means that if a woman did it, you would stop them. V'otanya, but we learned in a brisa, ein makvin lo sinoshim lo sinokus mitzvah b'yom tov. You don't hold back, you don't stop a woman or babies or kids from blowing the shofar on yontif. So why are you saying that you gotta? That the implication of the previous statement is of the Mishnah saying kids you don't stop, but you would stop a women. Over here, we seem to say not like that. By Lokasha. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying that basically the women can't do it. And ha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon, who says that the women can do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, because a woman is not chayiv to do it, therefore it's usher for them to do it. However, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're not allowed to do it. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they say even though they're not chayiv, nonetheless they are allowed to do it. You don't have to stop them from doing such a thing. All right, let's take a look and see where we actually have this brought down. The time you're learning the brisa. Daber el bnei Yisrael. Really, I don't know if that's the right trap, but the pasuk says daber bnei Yisrael. I'm going to read you actually the pasuk. Vayikra aleph beis daber bnei Yisrael v'martar lehem adam ki akiv kam karban l'shem mina behema mina bakar mina tzon takiv is karban cham talking about the karbanos. So it says that daber bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael somchin. The Bnei Yisrael, they do smicha. That means they lean on the animals. One of the processes, one of bringing the carbon was something called smicha, where you lean on the animal. So Bnei Yisrael somchin, they go ahead and they lean. However, as Rashi says, daber Bnei Yisrael ve'amar taliyam adam ki yakir mikem uksib bahu inyan v'samach yado. It says also do smicha there. Bnei Benos Yisrael somchos, they don't lean. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Zakas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, they come on and they say, nashim somchos
Rishus. Women leaning is a rishus, says Rashi, bottom Rashi. Alma afagav de patrinu kra, even though the pasuk potted them from do it, like a isura. What did Lemitzis say? Shes man grama. So to a mitzvah say, shes man grama. You see, because shofar is a mitzvah say, shes man grama. Therefore, they're potted. If they're potted, they maybe think that it's aser. Answer is no, they're saying it's a rishus. You're allowed to go and do such a thing. So there's the machlokas. Same here as well. Aval misaskin bohen ad shil yilmedu. What we do is we do it. We're ma'asik with them. Misasik means like we deal with it. We're involved with it until they can learn how to blow it. Amar Belozer, afilu b'Shabbos. He says, we're talking about even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and you'll be ma'asik with the kids to learn how to go ahead and blow the shofar. This is talking about Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Nami Yochi of a Brisa, which also supports this. Misaskin, Ma'amach, Yilin, Yilin, Shabbos. We go Ma'asasik with them, and we deal with them in order to make sure to learn it, even if it's Shabbos. Ve'in Ma'akvin Atinokos, Militzko of a Shabbos. We don't hold back. We don't stop the kids from going and blowing. Ve'in Sarchlom, Abi Yom Tov. And clearly, we don't have to say this also when it's talking about when it falls out in a regular weekday, when Yom Tov falls on a regular weekday. Says Gemara, Hogu Fakasha. Amar, we start off by saying the Brisa, Misaskin, Ma'amach, Yilin, 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 Shabbos. We say you're misasik with them. You go ahead. Yeah, do this. You can do it. Yeah, blow like that. Blow like this. You can do it well. Right? Even on Shabbos. Alma, what are we saying? Lechatchila, I mean, tiku. Lechatchila, we say to them, blow. Go ahead. Blow the shofar. Learn how to do it. V'hadotan, and then right afterwards it says, ein ma'akvin, we don't hold back from, we don't stop them from doing it. Ikuvahu de lo ma'akvin, we don't stop them from doing it. Ha'lechatchila lo amin and tiku, but we wouldn't say lechatchila, they should be doing it. So which one is it? Lechatchila or b'di'evet? Lo kasha, dos nishkena kasha, because ka wa 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 wa, nah, beep, turn the page, let me give them all the base. Kan bekatan shiagia lechinoch, when you talk about the katan lechinoch, then with lechatchila we have them do it. Then we're talking about a kid who doesn't yet reach the age of chinuch. Then we don't stop them if they want to do it, but we don't go ahead and encourage them. It's not lechatchila. So the next part of the mission says someone who goes ahead and they're blowing the shofar, but they're not doing it in order to blow it. They're just messing around with it. They're misasik with it, you know, just, you know, whatever. And then a sound comes out, lo yotza. Hot tokei l'shir. What's the implication? If it's misasik in a yotze, but if you're blowing with having in mind to blow, but you're doing it for a song, you want to play the national anthem. Whatever that may be. Na, 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 na. Maybe you weren't expecting that one, unless you're from that place. If you can figure out where that is, you win the prize. It's nothing, but email me at revgav@gmail.com. Ha tokei l'shir yatsa. But someone goes to tokei l'shir, they're doing it for a song that sounds like the yasa. Lema misayei l'ilarava. Let's say this is a siyu l'ilarava. Remember this gemara we spoke about a couple of days ago? I think it's chavches. Chavches about the idea of whether it's suches kavana or don't suches kavana. So it sounds like, let's say this is a raya for rava. Diyama rava tokei l'shir yo. So somebody goes in and they do it just for a song at the yotze. Maybe tokei l'shir, that's also called misasik, and therefore you're not yotze. Says misasik is no good. And if you're tokei l'shir, it's also called misasik, and not having a mind for a mitzvah, and therefore you're not going to be yotze. Next, someone who hears from someone who's being misasik is not going to be yotze. Avalo shamei amina mashmia la'atzmo. What happened? You have a case of someone who hears from someone who's doing it for themselves. My, what's going to be the din, right? In other words, if I'm blowing it for myself, I'm doing it just for myself, not for anyone else. So we said first, Hashem Eamin and Misasik is not Yotze. So if I just pick up a shofar, I'm just blowing it, I'm not having my arm, even for Lashir, perhaps, according to the way we just understood it, then what's the din? You hear that, you're not going to be Yotze. But that implies that Hashem Eamin and Mashmiya La'atzmo, my, what would be the din? If I'm doing it that I want to have just me Yotze, what's the din? My Yotze. Then we're going to say that the person who hears it, they're going to be yotze. In other words, you're only not yotze if you hear somebody being misasik. When you hear someone having kavana for it, even if it's not for you, you're going to be yotze. Oh, let me have it to yufte, the Rebbe Zera. This we also saw a couple days ago. The Rebbe Zera, maybe this knocks off Rebbe Zera. The Amar Le Rebbe Zera Lashame. We saw this on Chav Chesam Abeis on the top of the page. The Amar Le Rebbe Zera Lashame says to Shamas, Ichavin Utkali, have kavana and be tokeh for me. So he's only if you're having me in mind that you're yotze. But if not, then no good. So is that, are we knocking him off? Says Gemara, Dilma, no, maybe not. I did the Tana Reisha Misasek, Tana Sefer Nami Misasek. Since in the Reisha it said the Lashon of Misasek, which means you're not really having in mind, therefore use the Lashon of Misasek also in the Sefer. Just to keep that nice poetic, symmetry. However, maybe it doesn't really mean to say that use the implication to say you're going to be Yotzi otherwise. Maybe you're not going to be Yotzi otherwise, and therefore you don't have a Rai over here. Mishnah, I'm pretty sure this is the last Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Let's jump in. Say that the Kios, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. Say that three times fast. Sally sells seashores by the seashore. The Seder Tekios, Shalosh, Shalosh. Rashi says, Achas Lamachios, Vachas Zichronos, Vachas Shofros. Shalosh, 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 Tekios. Tekia, Utrua, Utekia, Lekol, Achas, Vachas. Each one of them gets Tekia, Trua, Tekia, three times. Sheer Tekia, Kishalosh Truos. The amount of time you're supposed to use the is a sound of three truos. That's how long it's got to be. Sheer, well, actually, I shouldn't have done that tune because we're going to see in the Gemara Machlokas, but I mean, what we're used to. Sheer Trua Kishalosh Yubavos. The sound of a Trua, the sheer of a Trua, is three Yubavos. Yubavos is like when a person cries. The Rashi says, Shalosh Kolos Ba'alma Kolshu. So it's like the sheer of Trua. Talk about Rishona. Let's say you blew the first tekiah, the amount of time it takes to do one tekiah. And the second tekiah, the tekiah, trua, tekiah. And the second tekiah that you did the amount of time it takes to do two tekiahs. What's it in? Ain bi adu ala achas. Don't think that like you just saved up. It's only considered one. Rashi says, the psuke tekiah achas, ashtayim lo mifaskina. I think that's the third time we've seen that lashon. Mishabeh Vacharkh Nismana Lo Shofer. You have somebody, Rashi says, Mishabeh, his spalot feels musafin. Uberich Tisha Brachos, the Davin Musafin, he did the nine brachos as going down over there, meaning he davened. And then only afterwards he goes and gets a shofar, Tokea Umeria, but Tokea Shalosh Ba'amim, he does Tekia, Teruah, Tekia, three times. Says Rashi, Tokea Umeria, but Tokea Bishvil Malchios, the Chemishil Zichronos, Chemishil Shofros. He does it all pretty much straight in a row. Kishem Shishliach Tzibor Chayev, just like the Shilchim Tzibor is Chayev, to go ahead and to Davin, so too, I'll call Kach, call Yachid, Yachid Chayev. Every single individual also has the Chayev, they have to go and they have to Davin. They have to say, don't think that Shilch Tzibor is being Motzi. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibor Motzi, say, Rabbi Dechovasan. Rabbi Gamliel says, nope, Shliach Tzibor is going to be Motzi. We're going to see in the Gemara, not today, maybe tomorrow, and the next day, we're going to get into how this is talking about even the whole year, not just talking about on Rosh Hashanah. Dr. Gemara, V'hotanya, Shir Tekia Kitrua. You see, the Shir of Tekia is a Terua. So we start off by saying, Seir Tekia Shah, Shir Tekia, the Mishnah said, is Kishalosh Truos. Now we're saying, we have a Bryce that says, Shir Tekia is Kitrua. It's going to come up again on tomorrow's daf. Which is like a trua, not three truas like the Mishnah says. What you're going to do now? Amar Abaye, Tani Didan Kachashiv Tkia de Kulu Babe, who truas to Kulu Babe. Tanabara Kachashiv Chad Baba Vesulo. Basically, they're saying the same thing. This certainly would be easier for me to just show you, but just think about it very simple. And that is that when the Braisa says that Tekiah equals Trua, that's really what our Mishnah was saying also. What do I mean by that? Because we have each one, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, each one have Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah, right? Three of them. And therefore, since each one have three of them, that means let's go within the first set of the three of them. Then there's three Tekiahs. And you know, then we have three truas and three tekiahs. So with those three tekiahs we're talking about in the beginning, equal up to those three truas that are right after it. In other words, it's 1 to 1, 1 to 1, 1 to 1. And the last tekiah is the same length as the first tekiah is, and therefore everything's great. And then the Braisa says that one tekiah equals one trua, they end up there saying the same thing. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah says that sheer trua kishalus yibavos, the amount of the length, the amount of time of a trua is like three yibavos. What's the yibavos? We said this, those sounds like crying out. V'atanya sheer trua kishalus shvarim is like the sounds of three shvarim, which shvarim Rashi points out are longer than yibavos, right? Arugim yibavos. So Amar Abaye, Bahavad de Pligi, that's a machlokas. This is a machlokas over here. The pasuk says, Yom Trua Liyelechem. It says that Yom Trua, a day of truas, it shall be to you. Umetagaminon Yom Yabava Yelechon. And then we actually were metagamin that. What does it mean, Trua? It means it's a day of Yabavas.
Uksiv be'imi de Sisra, and it says about the story of Sisra, about his mother, the mother of Sisra. Sisra was a bad dude, and he ended up dying, and his mother was waiting for him, and she ended up crying. It says, Ba'ad chalon nishkifa v'tiyavev eim Sisra. Through the window she looked, and she cried, and Sisra's mother cried. So we see the word yavava over there is coming up over there, and we see it means in terms of crying. However, what's the machlokas? What's the crying? Mar savar ganuchi ganach. One explains that it means that she was, Rashi says, ka'adam hagonach mi'ilibu. It's like, oh, kederech hacholim shemarichim b'nigi chuseim. It's like a long moaning, like a groan. And that's what we would call shvarim, which is a longer, a sound. Umar savi yalul yalil, like she was like we would call a modern day bawling, like like adam aboche umekonin kolos ktsarim smuchim zemze, like that. So therefore, that's the machlokas that we have over there, and that's the bottom line. That's just straight up machlokas. Tana rabbanan nazak the heilig gemara minayin sheba shofar. How do we know that when the Torah tells us you have to blow, you have to make these sounds, it has to be done with a shofar? What in the world does that mean? Talmud Lomar, as the Torah says, Talmud Lomar, Vavarta shofar trua. You have to have a shofar of trua. Like the full pasuk is found in Parshas Bahar, I think it is. Nu Vayikra Chavhei, Vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh shvi b'asod l'chodesh. That's B'yom Kippurim Taviru shofar b'chol ha'tzachem. This is talking about Yovel and about Yom Kippur of Yovel, but it still uses this concept. Eli El B'Yovel, so it says Vavarta shofar trua. You have the shofars making that sound. I only know Yovel. Rosh Hashanah minahen. It's also on Rosh Hashanah as well. Talmud Lomar b'chodesh shvi. The fact says b'chodesh shvi. But hold on a second. What do you mean b'chodesh shvi? Isn't that talking about that it's Tishrei, which means talking about Yom Kippur? Answer is, we didn't have to say that. Ain't Talmud Lomar b'chodesh shvi. You don't have to tell us that because we already know that that's what's going on. Umat Talmud Lomar b'chodesh shvi. Why does it go out of ways to throw in the words b'chodesh shvi? Sheyu kol trua shel chodesh shvi zeh kazeh. We should make a connection one to the next, just like it happens to be the one Rosh Hashanah is the same as Yom Kippur that falls out in Yovel. They should do it with a shofar. Uminayin shepshuta lefaneh. How do we know that we do a pshuta, meaning a tekiya before, and this is Yom True? I don't do a tekiya first. Pshuta lefaneh. Talmud Lomar v'havarta shofar trua. It says v'havarta shofar trua. The word havarta means it should pass, it should go through, which means a straight type of blowing. Rashi says on Amud Bey, we're going to see it on the Lamed Aled. Vavarta pshuta mashma varas kol echad. So uminan she pshuta lecharei. How do you know they do the true after the tkiya after? Tam lomer ta'aviru shofar. The same type of lashon that's coming up after the fact to do that as well. Ve'ein lebi yovel. I don't know about yovel. Rosh Hashanah minan. And how do we know it's on Rosh Hashanah also? Tam lomer bechodesh shvi. The fact that it says again bechodesh shvi. Beep. Turn the page of Lamed Aleph. Shein tamid lo b'chodesh shvi. You don't have to say chodesh shvi because we know that's Yom Kippur. Umat tamid lo b'chodesh shvi. Why did it say, decide to go out of its way and say b'chodesh shvi? Sheyu kol truos hachodesh shvi zeh kazeh. It should be all of them. One is like the other. We learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur, and therefore we compare the two together. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're not done. We're going to continue with this Be'ezer Hashem, but we're almost finishing up Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.